If you got your Bibles, let's look at Matthew chapter 1, a familiar scripture for this time of the year. I hope I can give you the message that God has given me for just a few moments of time. We'll get out of here and let you go and be with your families. But we want to honor Him first with the Word of God. Matthew chapter 1, if you would, let's reverence the Lord and stand to our feet and honor Him today as we read the Scripture. Breaking in about the 18th verse. You found your place, say amen.
Amen.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as His mother Mary was exposed to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name, hallelujah, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child. Bless his holy name. I got to wipe my eyes this morning. I love him. Verse 23, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted is God with us. Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she came and brought forth the firstborn son, and he called his name Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would help us this morning. Lord, speak through this message, Lord, that you've given me. Lord, I can't do the preaching, but you can do the preaching this morning. Feed us from your table, Lord. We love you. We thank you for coming and being born of a virgin, Lord, and living your life, Lord, as an example, and dying on a cross so we can be saved, Lord. How we thank you today, Lord, for your birth. We want to celebrate you today and tell you we love you and we thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. You can be seated. Here we see the genealogy of Jesus Christ and Mary, his mother's marvelous conception by the Holy Ghost and the glorious birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I say glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. I say that this morning as it is uttered in the Scriptures. What a joy, what a gift that you and I have received. What a precious gift that man has received from God this morning. And this day and this year and this life that we've lived, God has blessed us tremendously. I want to preach a message this morning entitled, The Gift That Keeps On Giving. The gift that keeps on giving this morning. I'm glad I serve a Savior like that, that has great and precious gifts for you and I. He wants to give unto us. He wants to bless us. He tells us that it pleased Him to give His children good gifts. He wants to bless you all and bless you with mighty and great things in your life. I'm not a prosperity preacher, but I'll tell you this morning, I serve one that owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. Amen. He knows every need that I got, and He'll make a way where there is no way. If you're in financial need, God can bless you. If you're in spiritual need, He'll bless you. If in physical need, He'll bless you. If you need a job, Brother Chase, he'll bless you, amen. God done it this week for him. He'll do it for you. If you need a job, God will help you with a job. You ain't got a good car and you need a car, he'll bless you with a car. I tell you, if you need some oatmeal in the cabinet, God will bless you with some oatmeal, amen. That's the kind of God. He likes the big things as well as the little things. He might say, well, that's crazy. That's the kind of God that I serve. He's concerned with everything in my life and in your life this morning. But in studying for this message, God gave me this message about 2 weeks ago. And he began to deal with me about this message. And you know me, I love illustrations, and I love to bring something that'll help you and give you a visual aid. So the Lord gave me an inspiration to bring to you this morning. He wanted me to bring you his gift this morning to you. I want everybody to see this. Can you see that this morning? I want to talk about the gift that keeps on giving. Amen. I'm glad he said he had a storehouse full of blessings if we would just ask him. You know why you ain't been blessed this morning? You ain't been asking him for none. Did you get up this morning and say, Lord, I'm going to go down to the church house this morning, and I'd like for you to show up and give us a blessing if you would? Or did you just get up and put your best on and just run down here and just see what's going on? I tell you this morning, I come to bring my best to the Lord. And he's come and brought his best to you this morning. And then he wanted me to show you in this illustration this morning that he has great and precious gifts for you and I. Not only was he born of a virgin, but he didn't stop there. He's kept on giving and kept on giving. And that's the way the Lord is. His giving will never run out. I'm glad he'll give as long as we'll ask. I love to give to my daughter. I like to bless her. I want her to have things. And I'll work real hard because I want her to have things. And when she tells me she's in need, I'll do all I can to meet that need. Do you know our Heavenly Father is the same way this morning? Brother Earl, he knows what you need. And he can hear when we whisper and say, Lord, if you would, I need a little touch, Lord. I'm not feeling too good. Would you touch me? We got folks at home right now that ain't feeling good. Love to be here this morning. They asked me if I'd live stream this, and I'm live streaming this morning. You say, well, I don't care much for that. But there's people at home that needs to hear the gospel, and I'm going to get it out every way I can. I'm glad that Brother Aaron said something a while back in the deacon's meeting. I ain't got over it yet, and I'll probably use it the rest of my life. You know God's going to charge me and you. He's going to hold us accountable if we don't use the gifts and the things that God has blessed us with in technology to get the gospel out to the world, amen. We need to use everything we can use to tell people that Jesus is coming again. He's a soon coming king. He was born of a virgin. He walked 33 and a half years upon this earth. He died on a rugged cross, but on that third morning, hallelujah, he got up over death, hell, and the grave. He got up from there victorious and went back to the Father, amen, and is making intercession for you and I. That's what he's doing. But he didn't go away and say, I ain't coming back. I'm out of that mess. Y'all on your own. But he told him, he said, I'm coming back. And I'm going to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. But until then, I got some precious gifts for you. Ain't you glad for a Savior like that? Now these children got gifts under the tree. They're anticipating tomorrow night. And I think Tuesday morning about opening up gifts. You remember as a child, we'd get around that tree when mom wasn't looking and wonder what's in that. Boy, if it was big like that, we was excited. We knew it was something good, especially if it had our name on it. And we would shake it and we'd poke it and we'd try to listen. I remember one time my mother bought me this. I wanted a cow real bad. We lived in the city, and we couldn't have a cow, and I wanted a cow. And they had this cow on TV that you could, it was a play cow, and you could pump its tail. You put a little tablet in and pump its tail while it was drinking water. It'd give milk. And its head would pop up, and it'd go, "Mmm." I was like, I want me a cow. And that's all I wanted. I wanted that cow. So them gifts got put under the tree, and I was anticipating what mommy had got me. Finally, I went over and got that gift, and I lifted it up and rocked it over like anyway. I said, "Oh yeah, I got the cow." Now you kids don't go home and start shaking your gifts tonight. But I was excited because I was getting what I wanted. But I'll tell you something I'm more excited about. One day he's going to call and I'm going to get what I want, amen. I'm going to go to this place that's called heaven. What a wonderful time it's going to be. But here's the first thing that the Lord give me that he may have for us. And that's his grace. How many is glad for God's grace? I love his grace. Ephesians 2 and 8 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and not that not of yourself. It's a gift of God, amen. His grace is a gift. Thank God. This is just a box here, but if we wrapped this whole building up, it wouldn't even compare to God's grace and how big and how wonderful it is. But God didn't stop there at his grace. He said, "I got more." So he opens it on up. And guess what? There's another gift in there. And I thought, "Lord, surely you got more for me." He's like, "Yeah, I got more for you." That's just like your parents, you know, they got more for you like that too. And I opened it up. And it's hope. You know, Paul mentioned it. I talked to a man this week about it. We have such a hard time in this life, and there's trouble on every hand. And if this life was all there was, wouldn't we be miserable? Paul said we'd be of all men most miserable, but we got a hope that's out of this world, amen? Thank God for hope, amen? He's our hope. Romans 5:5 says, "And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." Amen. It's given unto us, this hope is. I ain't hoping I'm going to heaven. I know I'm going to heaven. Why? Because I've been to an old-fashioned altar and got my sins forgiven. Amen. Thank God for the hope. He didn't stop there. He said, "I've got more." So I kept on digging. And I looked down. There's another gift. I got it out. And I thought, man, that's the kind of Savior. He just keeps on giving, amen. That's the way he is. He loves us. He loves to give us things. And this next thing he gives is love. In the years I've traveled across this great land and preached all over the country, you know what people are looking for? Love. They're looking for a church that'll love them. They're looking for people that'll love God so they can find and see the love of God and be encouraged. And Christ, he loves us. He told us how much he loved us in Romans chapter 5, verse 8. He said, "God commended his love toward us. And while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He loved us." Ain't you glad for the love of Christ? It don't matter if you ain't got a mommy, you ain't got a daddy, you ain't got a brother or a sister. You got a heavenly Father that loves you this morning. Loves you better than anybody loves you. But he don't stop there. His love's unconditional. He loves you despite of yourself and what you are, he loves you. Would God really use me and love me? I promise every single one of you in here today, God loves you. God wants to use you in a mighty way. I don't care where you've been, what you've done, how mean you've been, or what's went on in your life. He loves you this morning. God sent the very best heaven had, and he sent it in the form of love. Amen. Love that hung on a cross and died for you and I. Love that was born in a manger, that there was no room found in the inn, but there he was. Love. Thank God for his love. And he didn't stop there. He keeps on giving. So I like to keep on looking. When he's giving, I'm looking, amen. I'm searching, I'm finding. He said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." So I keep on looking. And there's another one he's got here, down in here. It's a little tighter, so I have to get it out and work real hard sometimes to get it out because the devil don't want me to have it. Can I get an amen? But I said, don't, devil, I'm going to get it out of there because it's mine. You ever see the child, you try to take a gift from them, they'd be like, hey, no, whoa, that's mine. That's not yours. It got my name on it. Just like this one. And I love this one here. Can you see that? Contentment. Christ gives you and I contentment. The devil tells me how good for nothing I am. It don't happen just once in a while, Brother Todd. It happens about every day. You ain't worthy. You're no good. You can't do it. Just as soon as you feel like God's fixing to do something in your life and you want to do something for him, the devil will show up and say, you can't do it. He don't want you to be content in the Lord. He wants you to be troubled, downhearted, doubting, fear, depressed. He wants all that in your life, the devil does. But I'm glad that God, I'm glad he can give us contentment. Amen. Proverbs 3, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. That's contentment right there. If you'll lean on those scriptures, he'll give you contentment that you can get through in this life. And you think, you know, the Lord's doing all that. He's stacking it up. It's good. But he'll say, Gary, I ain't done yet. Well, Lord, I've worked all this time. You've blessed me. Lord, how you've blessed me. He's like, yeah, but I got a little bit more for you. Lord, what else could you have? So I like to look on down in past the contentment because I'm content. Paul said, whatever state you're in, to be content. So I'm trying to be content. But the Lord whispered and said, I got a little more for you. So I look on down in what he's got. And this is the one the devil don't want me to get out because it's real hard to get out. You have to pull real hard and get it out. So I work and I work and I pull and I get it out. And I'm thinking, boy, that is nice. That looks real good there. You know, sometimes the smaller you get, the better they are. Come on, ladies, say amen. They're looking for those small gifts, men. They know if it's a big gift, it may be a set of pot and pans or something like that. But, you know, this gift here, I love this gift. After all that the Lord's done for me, he give us love and hope and joy and contentment and all these different things in our life. So I want to open this last one and see what's in it. Oh, my. This gets me more excited than anything. He's got this for you today. And it's an eternal home. All that we have to go through, he has us an eternal home. I said, really, Lord? I failed you so much. Lord, I'm so dirty and rotten, good for nothing. He'll say, that's okay. I got something special for you here in this package for you. I got this. I got a new robe. One day after a while, I'm going to put on that new robe. He's going to step out on a cloud. He's going to say, Gary, come on up. It's time to go to the house. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to put on my new robe, and I'm going to fly out of here one day. I ain't going to be wearing the clothes I got right now. I'll have that glorified body wearing that glorified robe, amen. It'll be wonderful. You can't have my robe. This is my robe. But guess what? If you're truly born again this morning and trust in him, he's got a storehouse full of blessings, and he's got a robe for you. If you'll trust him this morning, he wants to give this robe to you. You can have these promises of God and trust him this morning and love him and receive these things that he has promised if you'll come and give your life to him. But our problem is we don't want to trust God. We don't want to do what he wants us to do. We want to do it our way. But we're going to have to trust him and believe that this all come by one man. You know who that man is? Let me show you who he is this morning. This is who's done it all this morning. He's the man this morning. He's the man. Can I hear from you this morning? That man, Jesus, is the one that has done it for you and I this morning. Great and precious gifts he has if you'll come and receive them this morning. You might say, I don't feel blessed in my life. I feel like nothing's happening in my life. Then you need to examine your life. Find out where you stand with God. Are you truly saved today? I go to the hospital. When I go to the hospital, it's time to put all the foolishness aside. When I walk into the hospital, the first thing I do is I want to walk up, introduce myself, and say, how's things between you and the Lord? And they normally look at me, Brother Aaron, and say, well, I hope they're all right. That tells me right there they're not all right. Then I begin to ask them about their relationship. Have they truly been born again? Well, I really don't know. I thought I was at one time, but I've never lived it. I've never seen God do anything. I'll guarantee you this morning, if you don't know that you're saved, you're not saved this morning. I know I'm saved. I'm not saved because I feel it. I'm not saved because somebody told me I am. I know when he moved in, there was a change that happened in my life. And since that time, I've been hungering and thirsting after every gift that he's got. Now, Brother Aaron, I love these gifts. You can't have none of my gifts. These are mine. But guess what? He's got this and even more for you and you and you if you'll come and give your life to him today. He come, heaven came, through that virgin and that little baby. He was born in that manger that day. No room in the inn, and he was born in that stable. Was there for you and I. Why? He had to make a way to get man back to God. So he came and was born, and he's lived there 33 and a half years, and he was persecuted and put down. He never had a home of his own. He never went to school. He didn't have a degree. He didn't wear a suit. He didn't have a committee. He didn't have a deacon board. He didn't have a church house. He didn't have all these things. But he had the world to minister to. And he preached to them. And he lived a life, a perfect life before them. And showed people that you could live a life that could honor God. And he encouraged that people come and listen to him and live for him. And he didn't just stop there. If he would just been a philosopher, somebody with a good speech, they would have never believed. I could have never believed. So he took it all the way to the cross of Calvary. And he laid down on an old rugged cross. And he gave his life so you and I can receive all the precious gifts of God and salvation. Ain't that wonderful this morning? He loves you this morning if you'll accept what he has. God told me to come and give you this visual aid this morning of the name that's above every name. You know, we can go out and we can talk about and say God all day long. People really don't get too offended. But you mention this name right here, and people start listening then. They'll either be happy to hear it, or they're offended by it. And we as the children of God must stand up, because he stood up for us. It's the least that we can do for all that he's done for us. Amen. As every head is bowed, never eye closed, let's stand to our feet today.